At long last, the book Vince Annibal has been promising is finally out, and we've got the author himself to whet your appetite for useful information I guarantee you will find among its pages, coming up right here on Your Money Manual with Vince Annibal. And now from his office in Scottsdale, Arizona, here's the host of Your Money Manual, the CEO of Wealth Strategies Advisory Group, and the creator of the Household Endowment Model, Vince Annibal.
Hey, welcome to Your Money Manual, the educational show we designed around the fact that when it comes to investing, we know your money did not come with instructions. So our goal is to provide you with valuable information from industry experts to help you with all of your investment decisions. Today, we're going to talk about a book that I have written, and it would help you with those decisions. And it's not just about investments. It's also about total wealth planning. And we'll talk about that on today's show.
Well, that sounds really good, Vince. And I know I've been looking forward to this episode because I finally kind of get a chance to jump in here and talk to you a little bit rather than make this a show where you're kind of flying solo here and talking about the book. I've had a chance to read it and it is excellent. And the thing that I like about it, Vince, is that you do a deep dive into them. And you do it in a way that is easy to read, makes it very easy to understand. And I think our listeners are really going to get a lot from it. But let's go ahead and we can kind of give them a glimpse between the pages a little bit here. You know, in the book, you explain in detail how them is more than just a strategy. Why is it important to make that distinction that it's not simply an investment strategy?
To clarify, as my good friend Valley Nass would say, THEM is an acronym, again, for the Household Endowment Model.
Bears repeating, absolutely.
And so why do we talk about it not being simply an investment strategy? Because the Household Endowment Model, the first part of it, as you indicated, Jeff, is designed after what Yale and David Swensen have put together at the Yale Endowment Model and their methodology and strategies and investment plan planning that they have done. So the very first part of the book, part one, if you will, is about the endowment type of investment strategy. But then we get into part two, which is really holistic wealth management. We want to make sure that we are helping our clients and those that are asking us for assistance. We want to make sure they understand there's a whole lot more to money management than just managing an investment. They've got robots that do that now, for crying out loud. So we wanted to get into wealth management, which is where we're taking a look at tax planning. We look at estate planning. We look at asset protection. We look at charitable giving. And I'm sure we'll talk about that in a little bit more detail. But it's not just an investment strategy. It's a wealth management strategy.
You're talking about really, I think, involving Vince, philosophy, strategy, planning, and a process that involves a number of key players. And, you know, I think it bears repeating that there are five major wealth planning concerns faced by affluent individuals and families. And we've covered those here on Your Money Manual in the past with a number of guests that we've had on the program. We've covered them individually. And for anyone who may be listening for the first time, can you go over what those five concerns are again and briefly describe how the Household Endowment Model, or THEM, helps to address each one?
Sure. First of all, there are five key concerns that after extensive research that has been done by our team and folks that we work with, consultants we consult with, the five key concerns of wealthy, affluent families are, number one, capital preservation. And I always ask people when I go over this in one of our presentations, capital preservation we know is very important just to prove the accuracy of the research. Please raise your hand if you want to lose money. And obviously, nobody raises their hand. So capital preservation is very important. People want to have their money grow, and they would prefer not to lose their money. So the very first part of the book is about this endowment model strategy that David Swensen put together for Yale, whereby he is very diversified, uses professional outside money managers, and he does a majority of the assets in the endowment model at Yale are going to be private in nature, private equity, venture capital, private real estate, private debt, all private, non-correlated types of investments. And that helps reduce risk and helps us with capital preservation. If we can mitigate risk and hopefully increase returns by using this strategy as David Swensen has done, then the clients will have that number one concern, wealth preservation, under control. Number two is tax planning. If we can mitigate taxes, by mitigating your taxes, that means you're going to maintain and keep more money that you would normally have sent off to the government. You now have the ability to invest that money and let it grow. And if you can do that year after year, minimize legally, obviously, your taxes, then you're going to help yourself and your family grow more assets. So we utilize an extensive tax planning strategy with our partners in our virtual family office. And in doing so, we see the fourth quarter of a year spent doing tax planning before year end so that we can implement strategy. So tax mitigation of taxes, tax planning is very important. Number three is estate planning. We want to help make sure that a client or a family's assets, business, belongings, et cetera, et cetera. We want to make sure that the family is going to see exactly where all of the assets are going to go upon the passing of the primary family members that may have created a business or created this wealth. So estate planning is very important. We want to make sure the right trusts are in place, the right powers of attorney, the right wills, et cetera, et cetera, so that the heirs are also going to feel comfortable and not find themselves in an attorney's conference room fighting over who's going to get what and why and all that nonsense that goes on and tears many families apart in the end. Number four is asset protection, because we know a lot of our clients are entrepreneurs and business owners. They don't want to build up assets and then lose it all to a lawsuit. So you need to make sure you're doing proper asset protection to protect your assets. And number five is charitable giving, because our research shows 80% of wealthy families and individuals want to give back because of their success. And so they're very charitably minded. So we get involved in working with these folks in diagramming out and putting together charitable giving programs that can benefit the charities, the foundations, and benefit the family and themselves for taking care of others.
The name of the book is The Household Endowment Model, Wealth Planning for Affluent Families. It's by Vince Annable. It is the book that we've been telling you about for some time now. It's out, and you can pick it up on Amazon, both the digital copy, and you can also get a paperback version as well sent to you. You know how they do that. There's an Amazon distribution center now on every corner. So if you ordered it today, chances are pretty good that you'd probably get it in about 24 hours, maybe even less. The guy might be standing outside your front door with a copy right now. Who knows? At any rate, you know, one of the things you talk about in the book, as an asset class, you discuss venture capital. Many investors may be somewhat hesitant to learn about this just because they're unsure about venture capital, Vince. What should investors know about VC that you believe makes it so attractive and is really an integral part of the them portfolio?
First of all, venture capital, when you invest in venture capital, it is sometimes difficult to get into venture capital companies. But think of venture capital as startups. Think of venture capital as businesses that started in somebody's head, and then maybe they graduated from their head into the living room and then maybe out to the garage. Think of Apple. Think of Microsoft. Think of Uber. Think of a lot of these companies. They call it venture capital because they are venturing out, raising money to support a really good idea that has not been proven yet. And so venture capital has more risk involved. But venture capital, through diversification and some of the different tools we use, we can mitigate that risk. But for many clients, especially affluent clients, they can afford to take some risk for a small percentage of their overall net worth and their overall investment portfolio. So it makes sense to do venture capital. You want to look at venture capital as long term. You're not going to get any income from it. But the reason it's so valuable is because if you invest in, as an example, 10 or 20 different venture capital companies, there's going to be a couple of those that are going to do extremely well. Never know what it's going to be on the front end, but you're also going to have some that don't do well at all and they completely crater. But if you stay involved with a small percentage of assets in venture capital, you have the ability to see some significant returns. I mean, you think of Apple, look at Apple stock, look at Microsoft stock today. Those used to be venture capital startups.
It's hard to believe, and we tend to forget about that, Vince. It seems like such a long time ago, but here they are, and they're extremely successful. And what would they have been without that venture capital in the beginning when they all got started? Why would a business owner be interested in this book, Vince?
Oh, boy, lots of reasons. I think we'll have to do an extension on the podcast today if we get into all of them. But let's take a 30,000 foot view. First of all, business owners are typically focused on one thing, and that is their business. And so they spend their time growing their business. They spend their time focusing on their business. They accumulate all their assets typically within their business, and they forget about everything else around them, and they leave details in a lot of different areas to be unmanaged. And so we feel like if they would read the book and get a feel for what the household endowment model means and understand that as a business owner, they need to start planning today. They need to start planning yesterday for what they want to do when they are at the end of their involvement with their business, whether that be a sale, or it might be a transition to family members, or it could be a transition to other employees. That takes planning. Most people that are business owners all of a sudden wake up and say, okay, I think it's time to retire. Let's start my retirement program. I'd like to retire next week. And that's just way too late to be doing any kind of tax planning and any type of transitional planning and changing over ownership and all the many things that are involved, because taxes are very important in the transition or the sale of a business to that owner. They're trying to maximize the benefit of what they have built in that business. And if they don't do it properly, then the tax man is going to take a whole bunch of those profits and their future retirement. So I would highly recommend they go through the book, read that, and then we have a couple of other books for business owners we can pass on to them if they give us a call or write in.
And we'll tell you where you can kind of click on over in terms of websites and the phone number that you can use to call to get more information here in just a little bit. Vince, final question. You know, as the author of this book, are there any sections of the household endowment model, Wealth Planning for Affluent Families, the book title, that you believe even experienced investors could really learn from that might shed some new light on wealth management and how the idea of managing wealth today has changed from just 5 or 10 years ago?
Well, the first part of the book really helps lay out what we're going to talk about as far as strategy and total wealth management. But I believe that an experienced investor, if they're looking at it from an investment standpoint, not just the total wealth management viewpoint, what they have to understand is that the 60-40 plan, i.e., we got to put everything 60% in stocks, 40% in bonds. Well, David Swensen at Yale and many others have proven that the 60-40 plan really is fading into the sunset. Some say it is prehistoric and dead. And so you need to take a look at what the new availability is in investments, all of the different types of investments that are available to you. that you can include in your investment portfolio that are private in nature. And we're talking about private equity, and we're talking about venture capital, private real estate. These things can be invested in by these clients and families. And when the stock market goes up or the stock market goes down, they don't care. It doesn't matter. It doesn't affect what their private investments are doing. One of our friends in the venture capital business says quite often to remind people about the difference between public and private. If you have a company that's on the cutting edge of a cure for cancer, do you think anybody cares the Dow Jones went down 1,000 points today or up 1,000 points? That business is going to continue to thrive privately until someday it becomes a public company.
Yeah, that's a really good point and something that we don't often think about. Private investments, such an integral part of the household endowment model. And you really need to, if you haven't already picked yourself up a copy of this book, get a copy for yourself to read. It's a quick read. And again, Vince, you've done such a nice job in making it so easy to understand that I think anybody could probably learn a lot from. And I highly recommend that if you're listening to the show either for the first time or you've heard all of our episodes, that you go over and find out about getting a copy today or as soon as you possibly can. And I'm going to step aside. Vince, I appreciate you allowing me to participate in this discussion. I know that you've got some closing notes, including some details on how people can learn more about it.
Yeah. And by the way, it is available both on a Kindle or you can get the physical copy and have it in your hands, which I prefer. So if you'd like to learn more about the household endowment model, get a copy of the new book, The Household Endowment Model, Wealth Planning for Affluent Families. You can visit our special webpage, themusa, themusa.net. That's themusa.net, or you can click over to amazon.com, type in the Household Endowment Model in the search bar, bada bing, bada boom. Guess what? You have the Household Endowment Model book right in front of you. Order away. Also, we've updated our Them white paper for 2020 with some new research and data. You can find all of our white papers at thehouseholdendowmentmodel.com. And maybe you'd like to just sit down and talk. Maybe you want to meet with us in person or have a phone call, informal. We're very non-threatening about our wealth management programs and helping you define some of your goals. If you need a second opinion, if you would like us, as we offer at the very end of the book, to do a stress test on your wealth management program and your financial plan that you have right now. If you want to see if there's any cracks in the foundation, most people think there probably are, but they don't take the time to find out. Give us a call at the office, 833-THEM-USA, 833-THEM-USA. I'm Vince Annable. Thanks very much for listening. And we'll talk to you again on the next edition of Your Money Manual, because when it comes to investing, you got no instructions that came along with your money. Thanks very much. Good day.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of Your Money Manual with Vince Annable and that you'll share this podcast with friends and family. You can connect with us at Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and the Household Endowment Model on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And in addition to the Wealth Strategies Advisory Group website, you can find Your Money Manual where the best podcasts are heard, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and a host of other top podcast channels. I'm Jeff Allen. This program has been presented for the education of our listeners only and is not intended as investment advice, nor is it intended as a solicitation of investment products or services of any kind. We encourage you to seek the advice of a licensed professional financial advisor before making any investment decisions.